Welcome to the Get to the Point podcast, a podcast for busy women who want to have real conversations about fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle, but without rambling or wasting time. Let's get to the point. Hey, welcome to another episode of the Get to the Point podcast. I'm your host, Leslie Ann. This episode is all about learning to make working from home work for you. It's a little bit off topic because it's not going to cover something that is related just to fitness and nutrition and fat loss. We are going to touch on that though in this episode because these things all tie together. This episode is by request because last week, over the weekend, and early this week, I started getting requests from women in our community asking if we could do something around the topic of working from home, because at the time this episode is being recorded, it is March 24th, 2020. We are now in the middle of a global pandemic with the coronavirus. So many of us have already been working from home the past week or so. A lot of you are now transitioning to working from home, or that's going to happen very, very soon for you, depending on what part of the country or world you live in. So, you know, having to completely transition the way that you work every day is challenging. And I went through that myself when I left corporate jobs and started working in the fitness industry, and pretty quickly took on management and leadership roles where my job responsibilities weren't just, you know, training clients in the gym. I had a lot of admin and you know, managerial tasks to do as well. And a lot of those had to be done from home. So I would say I've been working from home part-time since 2011 or so. And then when I started my business in 2013, it became even more important for me to get some systems in place because what I was doing was not working. And in fact, some of the strategies that I'm going to share with you in this episode are things that I've learned along the way from some really great business coaches that I've worked with. And, you know, these strategies that they gave me saved me because I was making the classic mistakes, doing a lot of things wrong, wasting a lot of time, not being very productive, and just really being, you know, really just feeling miserable. And, you know, that's a recipe for burnout, especially when you add in all the other stressors that we're all experiencing right now with the coronavirus. So my goal for this episode is really just to share some strategies with you that have worked for me since I really, you know, started to dig into this working from home thing in 2013. And then honestly, in 2019, in January, I became fully self-employed and only was working for myself at home. So this is all I do now, and I've gotten pretty good at it. So hopefully you'll find some strategies in this episode that will be really helpful for you moving forward as you adjust to some new surroundings for your workday. The first strategy I want to share with you guys is to get yourself on a schedule that works for you. This is going to be the really cool thing slash dangerous thing that comes with working from home. You don't have someone holding you accountable necessarily. I think even if you're working from home, your organization probably still has some expectations for you to be present in meetings, to send reports in on time, to participate in other group activities. They're just going to be virtual now. So, you know, there's a little bit more freedom because you're not being watched all the time. And so does anybody really know what time you officially start working? No. Does anyone know if you take a little bit longer lunch break? No. So, you know, this I think is going to be really important as the economy does whatever it's going to do in the middle of this crisis as well, where, you know, a lot of companies are going to go under, a lot of companies are going to suffer. And I think now is the time to really buckle down and train yourself and discipline yourself to right out of the gate, just commit to treating your at-home work the same way or better than you treated your in-the-office work, because a lot of people don't have the discipline to do this. I think that's one of the reasons why so many online businesses, small businesses, et cetera, why they fail. A lot of people just don't realize how hard it is to discipline yourself to get up every day and work for yourself, for your company, when nobody else is holding a paycheck or holding something over your head, okay? It's all on you. So you have to have a lot of discipline to do this and to do it well. So getting yourself on a schedule and understanding that there is a little bit of flexibility there, and you might be able to negotiate some kind of flexibility with your schedule, with your employer, your organization, and really create a way of working that works better for you than the old 9-to-5 schedule you were on previously. You might find that you prefer to start your workday really early, like get up at 6 a.m. and be at the computer working by 6:30 a.m. I will tell you, those will be some of the most productive hours of the day because most people are still asleep or they're still getting ready to go to the office. You're going to have a good chunk of time for you to just focus on work with no interruptions. And when I'm really, really busy, that's one of my go-to strategies, is to start my workday earlier. It is still freaking dark outside, but man, those are some hours when I can crank on work and get stuff done before the emails start coming in, the DMs start coming in, before, you know, the internet, social media wakes up. So you might want to look at something like shifting your workday schedule a little earlier, or hey, maybe for you, maybe you're a night owl and you work better in the evening, after dinner, later in the day. I think a lot of employers now, especially with the advancements in technology, they're much more open to us having flexible schedules as long as we get our work done and we do it well and we're responsive when they need us. So this freedom that you have with working from home now can cut both ways. It can work against you or it can work for you. And I think, you know, it is really in all of our best interests if we use this as an opportunity to show up for our clients, our customers, our colleagues, our companies, and really do some outstanding work. Because if we don't, I think we're putting ourselves in a really dangerous predicament financially with whatever's going to happen with the economy, whether it's a recession or something worse. So having that mindset that this is not a snow day, you're not on vacation, it's still work. So you get up, the pajamas come off, the work clothes come on. And that doesn't mean you can't wear leggings or, you know, you have to put heels on to walk around your house. But, you know, get up, show up, and treat it like a job the same way you always have. Because again, most people won't. Most people will use this as an excuse to just lay around in their pajamas all day with a laptop open. And it doesn't work. Your energy tanks, your focus tanks, you're not as productive. So there's really something to be said for that schedule, the ritual of getting up and getting ready for work every morning. So try to stick to that as best you can. And it's okay if your preferred schedule looks a little different than your typical 9-to-5 used to. One more thing I want to say about schedules is make sure you give yourself a clear cutoff at the end of every day. And on Friday afternoons, evenings, whenever, or, you know, maybe you do have to work weekends for your job, whatever, but just make sure when the workday is over, when you're having a day off, you're off. You're not still opening the computer, letting your work, you know, trickle into life. And, you know, that line gets really blurry. I think because we're spending so much time at home now, it's going to be really easy for us to kind of be on all the time with email and work and social media. Like, we're always available, and that starts to get really, really draining. I made that mistake early on by just being too available 24/7. I mean, if I was awake, I was responding to emails and messages, and I really just felt like I was on the hook to answer things as soon as they came in, and that's just not true. So preserve your energy, set those boundaries. When it's time to stop working, it's time to stop working. It'll be there in the morning. It'll be there on Monday. The second strategy that I have for you guys with working from home is a strategy I learned from my first business coach. It was a complete game changer for me, and it's the idea of block scheduling. And then within that, assigning certain tasks or types of activities, kind of lumping them together and getting them done in one block of time. I think the way that, you know, the corporate world has our work life structured actually works against us. Most people are not built to sit behind a computer all day, at a desk all day, in chairs all day, and be productive and be focused for 8 hours at a time. And yet that's what our work schedules are, right? We come in, we sit, we work, maybe take a lunch break, work, and leave at 5 or 5:30. Your brain really is not able to focus and do good, productive work and thinking for that amount of time. here's what you should do instead. This is going to be a little different for every person. Some people have longer attention spans than others. Some people can really grind for, 3 to 4 hours and be really focused. And some people it's going to be a little shorter. It's going to be like an hour, 90 minutes. You're going to find your rhythm. You might even want to kind of time yourself one morning, set a timer, start working. And when you start to notice your energy drops, you kind of get that itch to start checking social media. You're kind of like your productivity, your focus is starting to wane. Mark the timer and look at how much time that was. That's going to give you an idea for kind of how you work best. And maybe you do work best in a 90-minute block and you assign like your first 90-minute block of the day, that's going to be responding to emails. You're going to then get up, take a walk around the neighborhood for 15 minutes or, do some yoga or go see your family, whatever. Then you come back and do another 90 minutes of work. And maybe this 90 minutes is focused on something different. Maybe this is focused on doing research for a project or data entry or expense reports, whatever. What you're going to find throughout the day is that you have different energies. You have certain times of the day when you're really, really good at like creative tasks, like writing or problem solving or, thinking about like big vision, big picture things for your company. You're going to have other times of day when you're really good and really happy to just sit down and like do those really tedious, boring tasks like data entry or, things like that. So start to understand the difference between, your energy in the morning versus your energy in the afternoons and kind of what your brain is best at during those times and make it work for you. Okay. So that's strategy number two, is to block your schedule and kind of lump your activities, your tasks together and lump them all together in one block and knock them out. All right. Number three, this is something I've really gotten into doing just in the past year since I became fully self-employed and started working for myself at home with Fat Loss Lifestyle School. And it's this idea of doing a morning brain dump. If you've ever watched one of the live videos that we do on Instagram or in our Facebook groups, you've probably noticed that I'm always holding a little spiral bound notepad and a pen. That is what I live and die by. Now, you might like technology. You might like a spreadsheet. You might like an app on your phone. I just like my little spiral notebook and a really good pen. But every morning I wake up when I have my coffee, open my laptop, and before I even look into my email or get onto social media, before I even start working, I start dumping everything out of my head. I get all the chaos and that feeling of like, okay, I got so much to do today. I got to do this. Right? How many of us wake up and that's like the first thought in our head is all the things we have to do today? We're in a perpetual state of overwhelm. So this activity of sitting down in the morning and just dumping everything out of your head on a piece of paper, it kind of organizes the chaos. And what I've found 9 times out of 10 is that this idea I'd created in my head of how busy my day was going to be, once I wrote it down, it really wasn't that much. And then the second part of this activity is to take all the stuff you wrote down and kind of rank it, prioritize it, because not everything that you have to get done is top priority right now. What things do you need to get done today, this morning? What has to get done by COB? All right, that moves to the top of the list. Knock those things out. Some of the things that you're thinking about in your brain that you have to get done, they can actually wait till tomorrow, or you're actually thinking about next week. Or if you're me, you're thinking 2 to 3 weeks ahead and already, stressing out about that. I just love to live in the future and worry about things way before they happen. But this activity really, really helps organize the chaos in your brain and show yourself that you don't actually have that much to do right now. Most of the time when I look at my piece of paper, I've got maybe 5 to 8 things that need to get done today. Most of those things I can knock out pretty quick. And that kind of gives you momentum. It gets the ball rolling, just crossing off those things you can get done that need to get done right away. And then you're off to the races. And that's your kind of schedule and your guideline for the day. Once you cross that last thing off, you're done. And when you get used to working like this and you don't have the interruption of coworkers and, just all the random crap that we deal with in offices, office drama, people asking us to go to get coffee or lunch or just the usual office banter because people are bored and they don't want to work. That's now all gone away. You are probably going to find you have never been more productive than you are when you are at home and you find your rhythm with this. You're going to realize that by like 3:30 in the afternoon, some days you are done with everything you had to get done. So use that to your advantage. Get out of there. Yeah. You know, you have your phone, you are still accessible by text and email. If your boss needs you or the people that work for you need you, you are there. You can answer. God bless technology, right? But what's to stop you from saying, hey, at 4 o'clock, kids, grab your bikes. I'm going to grab the dog. Let's do a walk around the neighborhood, or let's go for a little hike in the neighborhood. Hey, honey, you want to have like, let's throw on some tea or coffee and catch up before dinner. You have these little pockets of opportunity that you create for yourself to do things you actually want to do. If you can get yourself on a schedule, living this, kind of structure that you set for yourself, it's incredibly liberating. It's incredibly cool. And I think when this is all over, I bet a lot of people are going to go to their employers and figure out a way to negotiate this being their new normal, because it is so much better than going into an office every day. I would never go back to working in an office after I've gotten used to working from home and, having this control over my schedule and my productivity and how I spend my time each day. I would never give that over to another person again. So I think a lot of people are going to really get into this working from home. And I think the landscape of corporate America might shift forever because of this coronavirus situation. And I think it could end up being a good thing for a lot of us. And I think there are a lot of companies wasting a lot of office space and a lot of energy, keeping lights on all day and running heating and air conditioning systems and people driving these long commutes when really they could do most of their work at home. Maybe come in a couple days a week, do everything else remotely, but this, everybody must get up every day and do the grind and drive to the office and work from 8 to 5 and drive home. It's no way to live. It's incredibly unhealthy. And I hope that that is one good thing that comes out of all of this, is that that way of life dies. Tagging on that idea of this kind of corporate culture being very unhealthy, the last strategy I want to talk about as we wrap up this episode is using this opportunity to work from home as a way to prioritize your health and fitness, to make your daily workout or your daily walk, to make cooking your meals and eating your meals at home, to weave that into your daily work schedule so that it just becomes part of your job. Because guess what? It is. Taking care of yourself, putting the right food in your body, moving your body every day is just as much your job as showing up every day and doing whatever you do to make a living. And I think, again, this is going to be one good thing, fingers crossed, that comes out of this terrible situation, is that people finally have a little bit of breathing room, a little bit more time to slow down. They can't go to restaurants. I mean, we can, of course, still go to the drive-thru or do pickup or whatever, but I encourage you to let that not be a habit, and to the extent that you can, really pull back that control and own it. Own your nutrition during this time and start taking care of what you eat and how you move, because that's part of your job too. And this can all really work to your advantage. Working at home all day doesn't have to be something to be scared of. And that's what the messages were that I was getting from you guys. That's why I wanted to do this episode, because the overall feeling is one of absolute panic. What am I going to do when I'm home all day and the pantry is right there? The fridge is right there. Like, I'm snacking all day. I'm bored. If I want to stop working, I go to the pantry and get some chips. Like, I can't work from home. I'm going to gain so much weight. No. If that is happening, that's a sign. That's a red flag. And that means that something about your overall nutrition and or lifestyle, for example, your sleep, how you're dealing with stress, etc., something is off. Because if you're eating a meal and 90 minutes, 2 hours later, you're rummaging through the pantry for snacks and you're eating all day long, then that's a pretty big sign that your meals aren't working for you. They're not keeping you full. They're not keeping you focused. They're not giving you good, steady energy. And just thinking about food all day, that doesn't happen when you're eating enough of the right nutrients, when you're getting enough protein, enough fiber, enough vegetables, enough water. That just doesn't happen. So I think, again, this is a great opportunity for us to take stock and, you know, put a magnifying lens on our daily habits and what we do every day. We've been caught up in the rat race, going, 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 a million places to be. Now we have nowhere to be. We have one place to be, and it's home. So we don't know how long we're going to be here, but I think now's a great opportunity to start taking a look at some of these things you've never had time to look at before, like your nutrition, like your health, your fitness, your exercise, workout, whatever you want to call it. Now's the time. And if you're listening to this episode now, today, tomorrow, March 24th, March 25th, you're in luck, because when I started getting all these emails, I decided that I needed to pull the trigger on a training we ran several months ago online on Facebook for free. It was called the Crush Your Cravings Training. 5-day training, series of 5 live videos that I do inside our private Facebook group. I'm running those again. They started today, March 24th at noon, and you can watch the replay anytime you want. So if you're somebody that's listening to this and you are panicked about being from home, or I'm sorry, if you're panicked about working from home, being at home more during the day, you're really having a hard idea with coexisting in the same space as food, as your refrigerator, your kitchen, your pantry, get into the Fat Loss Lifestyle Insiders group and watch these trainings. We're going to break down cravings. We're going to break down where they come from. We're going to break down the different kinds of cravings that we have, because they're not all the same. And we're going to talk about solutions and strategies, practical things that you can do that are not willpower, because that's not going to cut it. Willpower is the first thing to go, especially when you get stressed. And a lot of you have already found that to be the case. And I'm seeing all these funny ha-ha jokes on social media about, you know, it's day 2 and I've already eaten through all my quarantine snacks. It's really not funny to me. I get it. I get the joke, but there shouldn't be quarantine snacks. And if you're finding yourself constantly eating and that's how you're dealing with this stress, that's just going to create more stress. It's going to just become this vicious cycle, this downward spiral. And if you can do a little bit of work right now, early on in this situation, however long it lasts, if you can buckle down and get a grip on your nutrition, your cravings, and learn how to eat right now, you are going to be so much better as we go through this. You're going to be more energetic, more focused, more balanced, happier with yourself, feel good every day. That's what you want. We're not talking here about changing the way that you eat and changing the way that you exercise to look hot in a bikini this summer, because it doesn't look like anyone's really having a summer vacation at this point. Right now, we need to lock into a bigger purpose. And I think waking up every day, feeling good, being able to manage the stress of this situation and be resilient through it, I think that's a crazy good purpose for spending this time and investing this time in yourself. And learning how to make working from home work for you, and how to change your nutrition, how to work in exercise, make it part of your lifestyle, and really finally do this. So if you're listening to this and you're like, heck yes, I need this, I'm ready, let's go, I will see you over in the Fat Loss Lifestyle Insiders group. The first craving video is already up, and there's a schedule at the top of the Facebook page where I list out the training schedule for the next 4 days. And again, all the replays will be there whenever you can watch them. So they're there for you when you need them. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I would love to hear from you. If you use any of these strategies and they work, make sure you take a picture, post it, tag me on Instagram at Fat Loss Lifestyle School, or it didn't happen. And I wish you so much health and success and peace during this difficult time. We're all going to get through it together. I am excited for the hard work ahead. I'm excited for the opportunities ahead. It's going to be scary. I know that. It's going to be hard, but we already have a really strong, amazing community online. And if you're looking for a group of strong women to link arms with and get through this with you, we would love to have you join us. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening. Bye. Hey, thanks so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you loved it. Before you go, I want to invite you to come over and join our new group on Facebook called Fat Loss Lifestyle Insiders. This is not your average Facebook group for women. We're not going to be sharing recipes, random workouts, and motivational quotes because I'm pretty sure you have plenty of that in your life. Instead, we're having higher level conversations about how we train, how we fuel our bodies, and why we're doing this whole lifestyle change thing to begin with. Jump over to Facebook, search Fat Loss Lifestyle Insiders in the search bar, request to join, and I will see you there.